Yeah, they're awfully good. I've been doing it at a high level for a long time. You know, really, you look at them, there's not many weaknesses. Front seven's outstanding. I think probably the two backers, Bowman and Willis, might be the best tandem in the league. And, of course, you got, you know, Brooks and Alden Smith, not to mention Justin Smith. And then, obviously, the secondary is really good. So you got to take it one play at a time. They're going to make their plays. And you just got to keep sawing wood. And hopefully we keep, you know, fighting back and forth, make a few things happen, and be a tough physical ball game.
Ryan, in this day and age, they have, and not all of them won their jobs again, but they have 11 starters returning for the next season. It's almost unprecedented.
Well, again, Jim, I think, you know, it's a credit to that team, that organization. You know, obviously they've drafted really, really well. They've developed guys really, really well, and they play hard, they play physical, and they've been fortunate to obviously stay healthy. You can see in their play that they have a great feel for one another, what they're doing. And again, I think, you know, that's where everybody in the league is trying to get to. We have a group, a nucleus of guys that play together for a long time, and they're obviously playing at a high level, and it'll be a great challenge. And again, playing them there on the road will add some difficulty to it.
Your guys have always been up for the challenge anyway. How do you not, I mean, do you even tell them about how stiff a task this will be?
Oh, sure.
Just concentrate on the positive.
No, I mean, you obviously point out, you know, the stats. I mean, you show them the stats. They're number two in the league in third down. They're number two and number one in points scored. I mean, you know, we're not going to lie to our guys. Are they beatable? Sure, they're beatable. But we're going to have to play very, very well as a team. And again, you know, we're up front with them. And you can't. There's no secrets when you watch the film, because the film jumps off how physical they are, and they do a great job. And again, we know what we're getting ready for.
If Saffold and Amendola indeed are back, what kind of a lift could that provide for the
team? Well, obviously, again, I think, you know, it's good to have them out here moving around. They're doing a nice job. Again, anytime you get players back, if in fact they come back, it'd be a great lift for us. But, again, it's going to be more against this team of not just one or two guys. It's going to be the whole group, all 11 guys for 65, 70 plays, whatever it takes, doing their job, playing together as a unit to match this foe that we're getting ready to go against.
As this offense does get healthier, though, are you able to go to pages in your playbook that maybe you haven't been able to go to?
I think so. I think, you know, throughout the course of the year, we've kind of sprinkled a number of things in. You know, we're going to be game plan specific. But, you know, again, it's been a little bit of a revolving door with some spots. Again, getting guys back helps in some regard, even just with the timing of it, getting guys working together. But, again, you know, there's certainly a lot of things we need to do better. But, again, if we do get guys like Danny back and Roger back, certainly it opens up some things that maybe we haven't used in the last couple weeks.
And on that same getting guys healthier, now, Steven seems to be as healthy as he's been in a long time. What does that allow you to do that maybe you haven't been able to do in the past?
Well, I think this is a game that, you know, we expect Steven to – we need Steven Jackson for a game like this. It's going to be a physical game. You know, obviously he does so many things for us in so many guards, just not with just running the ball, but pass protection, things like that. And, again, a fresh – full-speed Steven is a good thing, and it's obviously troublesome for any opponent. So he looks great moving around. I think the bye week served everybody good, but he's looked really good out here the last couple days.
Brian, is there a particular thing, given the bye week as well, where you're trying to pinpoint, trying to get to the end zone more, that you're concentrating on?
Yeah, I think so. I think it starts with third down. I mean, we have to just be able to sustain drives. I mean, we've been poor on third down for a lot of different reasons. And really, when you look at it, we've actually moved the ball to about the 30, the 35. We've gotten into what we call the fringe area. And then it's just been some poor execution. Certainly, there's been some calls I'd like to have back. But, you know, penalties have played a part in it. You know, mental errors have played a part in it. But the goal in this league is you got to score points. That's how you're going to win. And we're certainly capable of doing that. But, again, it takes the unit performing one play at a time and doing their job, all 11 guys. And we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. It's hard enough to score in this league. And, again, some penalties and things have set us back. We think we've addressed those, and hopefully it'll show up this week against an awfully good defense.
Brian, there are two Smiths on defense, Alden and Justin Smith. Just what are their strengths, maybe what concerns you most about defending both of them?
Well, it's funny because obviously everybody, you know, talks about both of them. You know, Justin Smith, I mean, one of the strongest, highest motors probably in the league. Alden Smith, obviously great pass rusher, long, elusive. You know, they're a very good complement to each other, being on the same side. And, you know, again, just you know, again, you put those guys in there along with the two backers inside Willis and Bowman, and it's just it's a great group. And again, that's what this league's about. You know, whether you're playing the Bears or the 49ers, you got to match up with their players. And I think our guys get excited about that challenge, and it will certainly be a challenge.